The darkest prison people live in is the fear of what other people think. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear why you must stop constantly worrying about what others think of you. Enjoy.
From the time you're little, it tends to be that you get recognition from your parents when other adults recognize you as something. So they'll be like, oh, your daughter's so cute. Oh, your daughter's so sweet. She's so funny. So you learn, oh, other people's opinions really matter. They live their life terrified of failure, terrified to try, terrified that they're getting it wrong because their mother-in-law will disapprove, or the girls that they went to high school with, you know, they're going to see me on Facebook and they're going to watch me. It's crazy. It's crazy because those people that you're so terrified of their opinion of you, those people are not the ones who will live with the regret. Those people are not the ones who can't afford to take their kids on vacation. Those people are not the ones who are struggling for it. Like all these things that you want for your life, but you're too afraid to reach for because of what other people will think. Those other people are not going to be there when it sucks and it's hard for you.
Like to me, the way you win is you realize you can't hear nobody, not your parents. I mean, listen, you got to listen to coach and all that. I get it. But at the end of the day, my guy, yourself, you got to get real, real quiet up here. I can't hear anything. You go look at my Instagram right now, my first post, I'll post something, first 100 replies in 1 second, you're Jesus, you walk on water, you're the best, you're the all time, can't hear him. The next 100, you're a piece of you're full of you're a snake oil salesman, can't hear him. I'm in my own mind, doing my own thing. And that comes with self-esteem. Everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Once you get success in something, I mean, even when look, I failed many times. And you learn from those failures that it doesn't hurt as bad as you thought, you know, that you can bounce back. And then once you taste some success, you realize it doesn't matter how many times you failed, right? You only have to be once, right one time, then it's always an overnight success or, you know, this came easy to them. You know, you just got to keep on grinding and keep on trying new things. And, you know, once you start feeling the success, you realize, look, it doesn't matter what the other people think, other than my customers, other than my, you know, my partners, other than my employees. I care what they think, but you know, from the outside looking in, I was always just so focused that I just never, I mean, I got distracted from time. I don't want to say never distracted, but, you know, I just didn't want anybody else. I didn't want to think that how people saw me was a reflection of the job I was doing. You know, if my customers were happy, if my stakeholders were happy, I was happy.
We spend so much of our lives waiting for permission from other people to do the things we want to do. And that permission is never coming. This isn't high school, where somebody is going to be standing, hovering over us, trying to make sure that we get an A, trying to make sure that we expand ourselves and get what we're capable of. I remember the first week of university going into a big room where they had all the different societies signing people up. Football, basketball, drama, languages, you name it, they had every different type of interest represented. I would have loved to have done so many of those things, but I didn't. Because my friends weren't doing them, because no one was standing next to me, encouraging me, saying, Matt, you know what? You should really go and take Japanese. You should go and do that. That would be great for you. So I didn't do half the things I wanted to do. I look back now on my university days, and I think I could have made so much more of it if I gave myself permission to do things instead of waiting for other people to give me permission to do things.
I think every human being on the planet is paralyzed in some aspect or some area of their life because they're concerned about what their parents or what their friends or what their friends on Facebook or what their colleagues or what their upline or their downline or whatever, what their neighbors are going to think. If you are struggling with this and you have not found it helpful to attack your thinking patterns, then here's a trick that I want you to try to break the pattern of being paralyzed by what other people think. I want you to pick one thing that you've been wanting to do, that you've been thinking about, but you have stopped yourself from doing because you're concerned about what other people think. Let me give you some examples. Maybe you've wanted to go on a wellness retreat, but you think your spouse will roll their eyes at you, so you haven't done it. Maybe you have a particular Facebook post or a blog. So many of you want to start a business or start creating art, but you're terrified of putting yourself out there because of what other people will think. Today, we're going to break that pattern. What you're going to do is you're going to pick one thing you've been stopping yourself from doing, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And the reason why I want you to do this is because I know that if you're still paralyzed, you have not been able to change your thinking patterns yet. That's cool. No problem. We're going to try a different tactic. I want you to change this paralysis through action. Because if you sign up for that class, if you go on that retreat, if you create your art, if you post that blog post, if you start that business, you will be proving to yourself through the actions that you're taking that you don't care what other people think. Try that today. Let me know, number one, what you've stopped yourself from doing, and number two, what you're committing to doing today. Because one way to break this is to attack the thoughts and change the thoughts and get into action first. The other way to do it is to recognize that you're paralyzed, pick one thing that you're going to do, and actually get it done.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.